previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Jeremy Loops and Go Again on Algoa FM Breakfast. Bob Marley and Waiting in Vain. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Bona in the corner.
When was it? About a week ago, we did the OB down at the beachfront. It was about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Outside right? broadcast.
Yeah.
The Spa Ladies race. 2 weeks ago.
So, Carly and hubby, Freddie. They came around to the OB to say hi, right? Mm-hmm. And he was standing there at the OB van. And I said, hey, Freddie, hey, the brug. How's it going with the TV series? And he says, no, it's fine. I said, ooh, I've been hearing things, Freddie. I was joking. That very same day, that TV show was nominated.
Literally, that
like,
same day.
Like, literally
you
the same
it,
day.
Charlton.
I think I called it. He's on the line this morning.
You called it.
It was nominated. But we haven't told you what it's been nominated for. I mean, this is quite powerful. It's been nominated for an International Emmy Award. And who better to speak to about this is the person that has been directly involved. Charlton made a comment to him. Freddie, how would you respond to that?
To what? Emmy nomination?
To the brug.
The experience at the OB.
Meeting Charlton, Freddie. Charlton.
But Freddie, do you remember morning? Do you remember I mentioned that at the OB?
Yes, I do. I do.
And then a few hours later, you bagged yourself a nomination for this show.
I don't know how surprised Freddie might be, because I actually bumped into Freddie out shopping one day, and we were chatting about Die Brug. He was telling me about it, and he was just beaming with pride about the show. And I mean, this was months ago, right? I don't think there was any kind of inkling of any award of any kind, but he was already just so proud about this production and how well it was doing. And he was encouraging me to watch it. And I said to him, well, are you going to pay my DSTV subscription? Because I can't get onto DSTV. But, I mean, now it's come to fruition, Freddie. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. On behalf of everyone that worked on Die Brug, we are very, very grateful. Thank you so much. Guys, you don't have to get DSTV. You can just get Showmax. The show's on Showmax.
Listen
to it's 99 bucks a month.
Did they
Don't brief you?
Did they brief you? Okay, so for those that have been living underneath a rock and have absolutely no idea what Die Brug is about, do tell us what it's about.
Die Brug is a very interesting international reality format. It's the first format in the world where the good guy actually wins. You know, you don't have to be a devious strategist to win this game. You just have to earn the trust of all your fellow players. And the idea is 12 people meet on the side of a lake or a dam, and they're all there looking for $1 million. And when they get there, they are told that the million rand is on an island 250 meters from shore. And if they want it, they must build a bridge to get to the island. It's quite a daunting task because they only get the materials and they get very basic tools. And the tools are in a terrible state as well.
Wow.
It's manual labor.
Mm.
And then the real magic of the format is everyone builds together, but when the bridge is complete, they vote for only one person to walk across. And then that person must then decide whether he or she wants to share the money or not.
I mean,
they build a bridge, but it's not really a show about building a bridge. It's a show about building trust. Because you've got to convince everyone that you are the person to walk across to and collect the money and bring it back for everyone. Mm.
But it's also a nice play on words, the bridge, Die Brug, like trust, you know, that connection.
Build a bridge.
Yes. And with this, when you guys eventually sit down and you watch the show, you'll see that the people that we cast all had personal bridges that they needed to cross in their lives. So we specifically cast people who needed to make a step to improve themselves to make a connection back to family that they're not connected to anymore. So yeah, the stories, the 12 individual stories of the people around the lake is incredible. And that's why the show is so successful, really.
Of
those people that we cast.
I mean, Freddie, you're sitting on a Friday and then suddenly this call comes through and you've been told that the show has been nominated for an International Emmy Award in the category of Best Non-Scripted Entertainment. I mean, how do you even respond to that sort of information? I mean, what is the first thing you did? Who's the first person you told?
Carly.
Yeah.
No, I actually got hilarious. It was my daughter's matric farewell, the matric dance that evening. And I was taking pictures of her and her date in the most perfect golden sunlight. I mean, nowhere in the world has sunsets.pe.
Yeah.
But you only have a 20-minute window. So I was in that 20-minute window getting the most stunning shots of my daughter, Indiana. And then I get this rude phone call from a person I didn't recognize. I cut the first one off, and then the second one I took. I'm like, what? What do you need? And then I said, listen, yeah, this is so-and-so. I'm not going to give the names out now, but it was a very, very big boss at MultiChoice phoning to tell me that I have an Emmy nomination. So the first person I told was Deanna, my daughter, we told the rest of the world as well. Yeah, it's a big moment. And I was so grateful that I was there with my daughter to share it.
Listen, for those who don't know, okay, Freddie Lowe, who I have always called Freddie from Vredendal because that's where he's from, is a big family man, okay, for starters. So just to put that into context, absolutely adores his wife and kids. But he is also, he's talking about 20-minute windows and the best sunset and taking photographs. He is one of the most revered creative minds in the film and television industry. So we used to work together back in the day at Urban Brew. He used to direct Yo TV, was creative director. And he's now, I mean, he's got such an illustrious career. Many, many accolades he's enjoyed. So that's just to put into context to you, who we are talking to. And he also just happens to be Carly Fields' husband. They're based in Gqeberha, but Freddie also commutes between, you know, Johannesburg and Gqeberha. But Freddie, my question is, you know, with you having enjoyed all of these accolades in your illustrious career, have you ever enjoyed anything this big? Have you ever experienced anything this big, or is it the first Emmy?
Listen, just before I get to your question, Jared, but you can lay it on thick, eh? I'm going to sort out your show max for you. Your show max will be sponsored by Freddie.
Yeah!
Thank you. Did you people know when we started working together?
They have no idea, Freddie. I was a child.
2001.
Yes, the year 2001.
Freddie, I just want to echo what Lee said. So
oh,
I can
no.
Get sorry, I interrupted you. 2001, yeah?
Yeah.
So we worked together on Cast Out, I think, was one of the first things we worked on. You,
yes.
Kuma and Unati. But
yes.
Anyway, that's a story for another day.
Yes.
No, this is the biggest thing that's happened to us in our career. I say us because it's me and my family. They allow me to have this crazy job. I rarely see them because I work up here in this terrible place called Jozi. I wish I could move some of the industry down to Gqeberha because that's just where my heart is at the moment. So yeah, I mean, I've worked for Disney. We've had some local nominations, but this doesn't really speak to my career. It speaks to a collective. There was a whole bunch of amazing people that came together to work on Die Brug. It was just all the right people in the right place, and it's a collective group effort that earned this reward. It's not my accolade. Yes, but it's the biggest thing that's happened to us in our lives.
It's amazing.
Yeah, very, very grateful.
The event takes place on the 25th of November in New York, and Freddie, just a hint, Carly says she'd like to go with you because you guys also got married over there as well, and the divorce is coming up soon. hint.
and it's our 20th anniversary as well.
There is no better time.
Yeah, you have to take
and no better place to celebrate. I mean, who on earth can say they took their wife to an Emmy Awards evening for their 20th wedding anniversary in New York? Freddie, you can't beat it.
Yeah, the tickets are cheap. They're only $26,000.
But the hampers are told are
you
really
guys
nice.
Can go and Google it. Go Google it. The cheapest ticket is $36,000 to the event.
Freddie, but you've got the cash. Pay it. I've been told that the hampers on the tables are really nice for the
celebs. Sell it afterwards.
You can sell them and make up the money. Listen, just very quickly, very lastly, do you know who you're going up against in the same category? I know Tagalani Sesame has also been nominated, but that's a different category altogether. Do you know who's in your category?
Yes, there's a show called The Summit. It's from Australia. It's about people climbing up a mountain, and they all have a amount of cash in their backpacks, and then when they quit, the cash gets distributed.
Wait, boring.
Ah, Freddie, you know what? They must just build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah, they must build a bridge and get over it. Freddie, you guys have got this.
Show.
Yeah?
There's a weird show about people with dementia who must run a restaurant. It's out of Belgium.
Uh-huh.
The weirdest thing.
Okay.
Can you imagine coming back to the table and you forgot what they ordered?
I saw a clip from the show, and they asked the guy, you know how diaries work? They asked the guy a question, and he's answering the question. Halfway through the response, he stops, and then he asks, what's the question?
Whoa, my soul.
No.
It's a very interesting show. And the other one is a Mexican game show. But it's international Emmys, guys. You never know what happens.
Yeah. It's such a pity we can't vote.
Yeah, I know.
Can't we SMS?
No.
That's expensive. It said, please call me. So
Listen, Freddie, we would love to carry on chatting to you, but we've got to leave it there. But firstly, congratulations on the nomination. And secondly, well done on all of the work up until now. You clearly are being recognized by higher powers. And that really is incredible. So all the best for, it's November? Is that when it's?
November.
25th
of November.
Okay.
Oh, Freddie, you're a legend, man. We're proud of you.
Listen, yeah, you guys, watch the new season of Die Brug.
Come on, give us a Showmax subscription then.
No, Lee sort it out. You guys can go to our house.
We need to get over the Finstalis Brug to get to Lee's house.
Listen, it's a big secret, but there's a big reason for PE to watch the new season of Die Brug. We can talk about it next year, April.
Oh, okay.
You guys have a very, very exclusive teaser now.
That's awesome.
Okay, look at him dropping a bomb and leaving us alone like
that. We'll be chatting to him again.
Yeah, we will. Freddie, thank you for joining us this morning. All the best for November. We're holding thumbs.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, have a good weekend.
Cheers, Freddie.
Cheers, Fred. Bye.
Cheers.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.